This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When we think about the trucking industry, most of us are probably thinking big rigs, right? Rolling down the interstates. Well, that is one part of that industry, long-haul trucking. There is another part, though, less glorified to be sure, but no less essential, moving freight around town, usually working for a single employer. It was truckers in that second group, short-haul truckers, who staged a two-day strike in Los Angeles this week, saying that their companies treat them like employees but pay them like independent contractors. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler brings us up to speed.
Short-haul truckers walked off the job for 2 days to protest working conditions around California's ports, but the issue is national. At the port in Savannah, Georgia, Carol Colley drives this truck.
They classify us as an independent contractor basically to get out of paying certain taxes.
Companies don't have to pay Social Security or unemployment insurance for independent contractors. But at the same time, Colley says her company won't allow her to work for other firms. And the company charges her for what she considers unreasonable expenses, like paying for a bad tire, even though it belongs to the shipper.
The tires is the one thing that will hurt a lot of drivers that are on the road because one tire is up to $400.
Colley says she pays up to $700 a week in expenses, taking home on average around $1,100 a week before taxes. In California, Alex Charin is executive director of the Harbor Trucking Association, which represents local short-haul trucking companies. He says drivers don't have to work as independent contractors.
So if a driver prefers to be an employee, there are certainly companies that he or she can go work for. In fact, there is a drastic shortage of company drivers.
Employee truckers earn less money, he says, but they have more steady work. And he says independent contractors see a list of deductions before they sign with a company. Charin says his organization will assist state regulators in weeding out companies that intentionally misclassify their truckers. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.